tight end transition. That's one of the challenges facing the Tennessee Titans as their offseason work continues. For that reason, head coach Mike Munchak reached into the franchise's past and brought back a coach who had been highly successful not so many years ago in George Henshaw. Henshaw spent 9 years with the Titans when the team first arrived in Tennessee. Often credited by Frank Wycheck as one of the biggest reasons for number 89's success, Henshaw is no fan of one-dimensional tight ends.
That's one of the beauties of this particular offense is that they're involved basically on every play. And if it's a running play, they have the play side and the back side that they have to be accountable for. And then the other situations that come up in the passing game is that they have to be accountable to be in the right spot at the right time, so that that they make sure that Jake can depend on them and trust them in doing their assignment.
That thinking is why the Titans chose to pursue Delanie Walker when the San Francisco 49er hit the free agent market. Walker's nickname is the Swiss Army Knife because he can seemingly do everything on a football field. He can line up all over the field, will block, can make plays in the passing game, and is an outstanding special teams player. Former sixth-round pick from Central Missouri State, Walker is excited to have a chance to be a number one tight end for the first time in his career.
I can play multiple positions, receiver, fullback, wherever, you know, even on special teams. I think I'm just bring a lot to the team by being in the championship, knowing how to get there, and also the years.
The Titans can move Delanie Walker around on offense because the team already has one of the most devastating blocking tight ends in the league, Craig Stevens. At 270 pounds, Stevens can handle defensive linemen and linebackers alike, but that's not all he does.
He did some nice things last year, and he's got a feel in doing certain things that he does extremely well. And there's no place for someone in this particular offense if you can't help us in the passing game. That's the way the offenses are in the NFL in 2013.
Now the wild card among the tight ends is second-year man Taylor Thompson. The former SMU defensive end made the transition to the offense in 2012 and explains why he believes he can make a big jump this fall.
I have a year under me, and that first year is rough because, you know, you're going from 12 games to 20 games. And, the whole deal with being a rookie is just kind of flooded with everything. Now I have 1 year under me. I have a good feel for the season. I have a good feel for the coaching staff here and everyone around here, so I'm feeling a lot more comfortable this year.
His overall knowledge of the game is certainly improved and will continue to improve. He's a smart guy that has not played very much at tight end, so it's really fun coaching a guy like that because really you don't take anything for granted, and everything that you teach him, he's going to do it exactly the way that you try to teach him to do it. And That's encouraging, but you have to be careful what you're saying because that's what you're going to turn around and get.
The Titans' tight end core has much to prove in 2013. Each player has a chance to have a much bigger role than he did a year ago. If the Titans are to get better on offense, the tight ends must step forward.